Who doesn't love Charles Schulz's Peanuts characters? One that I was often drawn to is Frieda Rich, who is known for her naturally curly hair. Frieda once said, "People always expect more of you when you have naturally curly hair." Although Frieda was a good kid, albeit a little vain, I related to her sentiment that people expect a lot of her. I often feel that people expect a lot of me too. And so using the word of the year approach for my goal setting has really helped me take some of the pressure off and focus on shaping who I really want to be. Many of my friends and mentees have adopted my word of the year goal challenge, and it has been very effective for them. So I know it will be effective for you too. Before you ask me what my word of the year is for this year, I want to take you back to the year 2021, when we were a year into the pandemic. I was seeking to be the change I was now seeing in the world. So change became my 2021 word goal. And I became changed because of it. Forgetting all the failures from my past, I decided not to dwell on it or regret them. I was finally making my way out of the desert of seclusion and into a rich and fertile foundation that had always been promised to me. As my heart changed and my belief in myself grew, I realized that I had the capacity to serve and connect with a much wider audience. Because of this, my eyes became open to new opportunities that were always there, but now I could see clearly. The pitch challenge today, once you name, proclaim, and embed your word of the year, you must live it, and you have to be it. I was very open to change in 2021. Every time an opportunity was presented to me, I didn't react with that automatic mindset of, I can't do that, or that's not for me. Instead, I kept my mind open to the possibility of who and what I could be, recognizing that I'm a dynamic individual who is always evolving, and change can be a good thing. The biggest change I made in 2021 was moving to a new building in New York City. Now, granted, it was a couple of blocks away from my old building, but to me at the time, I couldn't see myself leaving the neighborhood and the building I had become so attached to when I first moved to New York. But then I allowed myself to change. And now I love where I live. My new apartment is the perfect location for me to expand my virtual mentorship capabilities through inisivox.com. And it allowed me more space to accommodate my mom for very long visits, something the younger version of me never thought I would be open to. What word will be your word of the year? I know it may be a change to switch up from standard New Year's resolutions to just one simple word goal for the year, but think about the person you will be with that one word and let that be your motivation to select the word you need this year.